Always too young to hear the truth, but never too young to be lied to systematically, conscientiously, in the name of education.
This is Teachers for Class War on Free Radio Santa Cruz 101.1 FM. Listen online at freakradio.org. Free Radio Santa Cruz 101.1 FM, www.freakradio.org.
Working poor, no more can we ignore who we working for, who we fighting for, who we dying for. We all know the score, it's for the uppers to have more. Said you heard it before. Said the rich get rich and the poor get poor. Jump up and grab a mic and say you gotta get yours. Life ain't shit, you gotta work for yours. You gotta hustle from the bottom just to feed the poor. Said it's a class war. Said it's a class war.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, class conscious.
Hey, class we've been conscious. Talking shit.
Class conscious.
It's a class war.
Say it loud.
It's a class war.
Free Radio 101.1. There's a different board in this here studio today. Throwing us off a little bit. Today on the show, Jacob from the Queer Youth Leadership Awards, which are coming up this weekend. We're going to get him on the phone right about now to talk about the recipients and the event kicking off another year of QYLA, the Queer Youth Leadership Awards. Stay tuned, Free Radio 101.1 FM.
Monetary, mental, physical decay. Monetary, mental, physical decay.
Class conscious. Class conscious.
Mala vista.
Class conscious. Hip hop.
Radio Santa Cruz. This is Teachers for Class War. On the phone, we've got Jacob. Are you there?
I'm here.
Wonderful. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome to Monday evenings here on Free Radio Santa Cruz.
It's good to be here.
Wonderful. We talked a little bit about the event coming up, or the general idea of the Queer Youth Leadership Awards. If you could start by just talking about your involvement with the organization.
Sure, yeah. Right now I'm the 2009 Program Coordinator for the Queer Youth Leadership Awards, and I actually got involved 4 years ago when I got a call saying that I was nominated as an ally to queer youth for the Ally to Queer Youth Leadership Award, which I was like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm queer, why aren't you giving me an award? but it was all about, you know, they're like, sorry, Jacob, you're a little too old for that. Too old to be a youth. But so I got recognized that year as an ally to queer youth doing some work in Santa Cruz County, and then ever since then, I went to the show, totally loved it, fell in love with the people there, with the commitment, with the just entire vibe of it, and I got involved and have been involved ever since. And so this is my second year as the program coordinator, and I'm loving it and really excited about it. The show's coming up this Saturday, so really excited to be talking about it.
So while we're on the subject, would you mind giving a little plug for the show this Saturday and telling what people could expect to see or hear or do?
Of course. So the show is many, many things. The Queer Youth Leadership Awards, the whole theme behind it and the idea behind it is that for far too long we've been talking about queer youth and talking about LGBT people as always being sort of the, in a negative way, talking about queer youth as having high suicide rates, high drug and alcohol problems, all these issues that are very real for our community but don't actually create any positive role models for queer youth themselves. So in the past, the only way that we talked about queer youth was through negative stuff. And the awards is a way of saying, you know what, there are some queer youth in our community who are doing amazing things and are rising above the issues that they face and are actually changing the world. And so this is about celebrating them and showing them as role models for our community. So the way that we do that is a few ways. We're going to have a community resource fair starting at 5 o'clock. At 5:30, Village Caterers is going to be providing us with a really nice buffet dinner. And then we're going to have a dessert, which is going to be put together by the mom of one of our awardees this year. So we're really excited about that.
That's wonderful.
And then at 7, we have a show. And the show is many things, kind of like the whole event itself. We have 4 different queer youth who are being recognized this year, and they'll be awarded. We have 1 allied queer youth who's been doing some great things in our community who's being awarded, and 1 organization that's being awarded this year. And throughout the night, we'll have awards given and also performances. So we recognize that queer youth are doing more than just activism. They need to be recognized throughout all aspects of life. So we're going to have, at the beginning of the show, a queer youth art gallery. So all those queer youth out there who are doing expressing themselves through art and are role models in the art world have a chance to put up their stuff and show it to the whole community. And then for all those youth who are showing themselves through performance, through dance, through theater, they get a stage which they can show their stuff and really express themselves in a creative way. So it's a multi-pronged event with a dinner, a show, awards, performances, and then at the end we all get to celebrate and come to a dance floor. DJ Echo is going to be there spinning some tunes, and should be a lot of fun.
That sounds great. So for people who are artists or performers in the community, I imagine it's too late to submit anything, but is that true?
Right. It's too late to be on the stage because we had our auditions about a month ago, and we sort of booked everything just because the show is about a week away.
Mm-hmm.
But if there are youth out there or queer people out there who want to be submitting art for the art gallery, it is not too late to do that. We'd love any form of art, paintings, photographs, drawings, whatever sort of medium you're into. If you want to email us or get in touch with us, our website is www.qyla.org, like Queer Youth Leadership Awards.org. And the email is coordinator@qyla.org.
Okay,
so
great.
We'd love to get people's involvement.
Okay. Yeah. I apologize for the baby in the background. He's a little sick. We've got a couple of teachers who are parents at the same time in here.
Yeah.
One of the things that I was personally wondering if you would mind sharing with us are some of the nominees' stories. So some of the nominees for the Queer Leadership, Queer Youth Leadership Awards, and just sort of what sorts of examples are they providing in our community?
Great. Well, one of our nominees, who's one of the awardees this year, is named Savannah. Savannah is a foster youth in who's actually the president of CYC, which is the California Youth Connection.
Uh-huh.
And she's been really, really active in making sure that foster care programs and foster youth programs are inclusive for LGBT youth, which means so she's been doing work in Sacramento, doing legislative stuff, doing work around here, making sure that local places are accountable to the fact that they have LGBT youth in the foster care system and that they have, you know, separate needs. So that's on one end. On the other end, we have youth who are the first chair cellist in the Santa Cruz Youth Symphony,
uh-huh.
who are making waves by just being out and open in places where, you know, you normally wouldn't think about queer youth being. We have someone on a water polo team who came out to his water polo team and came out to a school through assemblies where using their voice to really speak up and say that this sort of name-calling and bullying and harassment and stuff that queer youth face is not acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
One of our queer youth awardees this year is an eighth grader from Aptos Junior High School.
Uh-huh.
And their Junior High School Gay Straight Alliance was also nominated this year. So one of the trends that we've been seeing is that youth are coming out a lot younger and younger and are being more vocal younger and younger. We have people from 7th grade, 8th grade up there on stage who are going to be recognized. We have a 6th grader coming up on stage who is going to be doing a breakdance piece for us. And I think one of the things that it really shows is that this conversation is really important to the lives of everyone of all ages. And so some of the amazing things about this 8th grader is she wore a No on Prop 8 t-shirt, you know, for a month, every day for mm-hmm. a month before the Prop 8 issue. She has been going to her school faculty and doing workshops about inclusive language, and their club at their junior high school has been really instrumental in getting posters about inclusive language and all of that.
So I would like, if you have time, to ask you for a couple of examples. I'd like to put some examples out there to the community and to our listeners. Mm-hmm. When you talk about advocating for foster youth, what does that end up looking like? And when you talk about inclusive language, how far does that go, and what does that look like in a classroom?
That means multiple things. In terms of foster youth, that means that, I mean, you'd probably best be speaking. It's too bad that we can't get Savannah on the show tonight, because she's a lot more of an expert in that area.
Mm-hmm.
But actually recognizing, I mean, when I have conversations with her, she says that the people who are either foster parents or are, you know, in charge of placing foster youth into foster households don't have any formal training about, like, what are issues that specifically affect LGBT youth. And if there's a family that's not LGBT supportive, it might not be safe to place an LGBT youth in that space. And these are some of the conversations that she's trying to get people to start thinking about. It's like, are homes safe for all people?
Mm-hmm.
And is the system that's placing youth who are, you know, sometimes displaced because they are LGBT, are they being placed then into another space that's not going to be welcoming? So that's one form of it. And then in terms of school, just one thing that we hear so often at school is the use of "that's so gay" being a way of degrading anybody and everybody. I mean, just last month in April, there were 2 11-year-olds who, because of repeated anti-gay bullying, because of repeated things, not because they themselves were gay, but because of some sort of a perception or because of the use of slurs like "that's so gay" and "sissy" and all this stuff, they 2 11-year-olds took their lives in April because of this. And this is something that many administrators and teachers turn a blind eye to. And the youth that are out there who we're recognizing at the show are making sure that that is something that's not acceptable in schools anymore.
Absolutely, and I appreciate your bringing it up.
Yeah.
Another thing that I think comes up sometimes, and again, on the not acceptable in school front, is confusing being an ally with converting students.
Mm-hmm.
So being an open ally, having a GSA or hosting a GSA, being confused with converting, or even in the classroom, you know, sticking up for students who are victims of the, you know, any sort of insult or a "that's so gay" comment, somehow creating a safe space.
Right, and that's definitely true, and luckily the laws that protect youth, although they're not very well enforced, the laws that affect youth are protecting them against real or perceived sexual orientation and gender identity.
Mm-hmm.
So even if a youth it doesn't personally identify as LGBT or queer or whatever, the perception of that identity is still protected legally.
Mm-hmm.
And those are youth who, you know, sometimes the ones who aren't able to say yet that they are queer are sort of testing grounds from, say, you know, "oh, I'm an ally." Maybe those are the youth that we really need to be protecting as well, because, you know, they someday either might come out themselves or they need to be comfortable. I mean, everybody needs to be comfortable going to school. School should be really a place where we foster learning, where we foster creativity, where we foster people's, you know, ingenuity, not where people feel unsafe. Mm-hmm. People feel scared. So.
And we demonstrate that it's a safe environment by closing those comments out.
Exactly.
Do you have anything that you want to ask, Daniel? The only thing, because I work in Watsonville, the only thing in particular, well, it's not just because I work in Watsonville, but it's most pressing, is do you notice or have you heard a lot about the differences in kids coming out in primarily Latino or other minority communities versus in white communities? Like, I know that in Aptos Junior High, they have a very strong GSA in a junior high, but at my junior high, I feel like that's almost out of the question.
Yeah, I feel like this is something that's actually, it's been really interesting, because in Watsonville and in South County, there's been a lot of work in recent years to get this conversation started. And a lot of times I'll speak with people in Santa Cruz saying that, you know, oh, this could never happen in South County, or this is such an issue that's never going to happen. But if you look at all of our nominees for this year, half of them come from South County. We have a bunch of people from Watsonville High School, lots of people from Pajaro Valley High School, and people who are involved with, you know, the YWCA down there, people who are involved with a lot of programs in the Latino and Latina community. Mm-hmm. And I think that this conversation has actually been started and has actually been really productive. If you look at two of our nominees this year, created a documentary about the first ever Watsonville LGBT Pride mm-hmm. and Festival. And that actually turned out to be a highly successful event, with a lot of community organizers coming together, a lot of community members coming together to really celebrate. So I think that there's obviously multiple issues that affect queer youth of color that don't affect, you know, white queer youth. And those are things that the LGBT community has been trying to be and has been really actively attentive to recently. So I think that these things are conversations that need to continue happening. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to say that in the time that we're at now, that, you know, that there is this big silence. I think that one of the things we really need to recognize is that, you know, Watsonville is doing really well with a lot of its issues. And sometimes we even use that as an excuse to say that, you know, Santa Cruz can just lay down and stop for a little bit. So I would say that yes and no. Yes, there's more work to do, but also let's all be attentive to the work that we need to do in our own communities and throughout the county, because it's really something that we have to work on together.
Absolutely.
Well, and greater than a North County, South County divide as well, or a Latino community, white community divide as well. We're talking exactly. about progress that's been made recently in South County and progress that's been made in Scotts Valley or San Lorenzo Valley or any other area of the county as well.
Right.
There are a lot of differences in the communities, in these multiple communities.
Are you seeing progress there as well?
Yeah, I mean, we've been really, really welcomed in Scotts Valley this year. We're really thankful to have it there. In the past 12 years, we've had over 20 nominees from Scotts Valley, and we have the immense support of Mark Stone, who's the supervisor of the district up there. We have immense support from Sue Roth, who's the Scotts Valley Unified School District Board President, and we've had support from the Scotts Valley High School principal. So we've really had a great experience there, and I think that this is going to be a year where we can really say that these issues are something that's affecting everybody throughout the county, and hopefully it'll be a form of encouragement to say, you know what, there's some work being done, but we have a long way to go. So I'm really excited to be hosted throughout the county.
Well, we know you're about to jump on the air on KZSC.
We are indeed. We have probably 10 minutes, and I just got two of the nominees this year for the Queer Youth Leadership Award with me. I don't know if you want to have them say a big shout-out or say hello to
Oh, that would be great to put them on there. That would be wonderful.
So this is Charlie McNeil. Charlie, do you want to say hi? Say hi to everybody.
Hey, guys.
Charlie is a student at Santa Cruz High School. Do you want to talk a little bit about yourself? Say hi. This is the Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Oh, okay. As Jake said, I'm a student at Santa Cruz High. I'm a senior. I'm in charge of the Rainbow Alliance. I don't know what to say.
What would you say is something that you really feel like? Why did you get nominated this year? What sort of work have you been doing in our community? Talk a little bit.
I've been doing a lot of, like, trying to do a lot of outreach towards especially people in Santa Cruz High, in the Santa Cruz area, people who go to Strange, people I run into. Mm-hmm. Also, I orchestrated the Day of Silence event at the Clock Tower. I think that might have helped.
Mm-hmm. And Charlie's also an active Triangle speaker, talking specifically about trans issues and how they affect queer youth throughout the whole county. So I want to make sure to give Charlie a big hey.
And I also have Sarah here. Sarah Gray is from Watsonville. You want to talk a little bit about what it's like doing work in Watsonville? We were just having a little conversation about, you know, how those issues are working down in South County. And just say hi.
Sure. Hi, I'm Sarah Gray, as he said. I'm just working down in South County, Watsonville. It's a little bit more difficult to bring up GLBT issues with the large Hispanic and Latino community, but it's working out great so far. I'm working on a Friday Night Live chapter down in Watsonville, and I'm working with my GFA, Girl Space, a bunch of different organizations down there. So, yeah, hi.
Thanks a lot. We have a Girl Space in my junior high, so I really appreciate the work you guys have been doing.
Great. Which junior high?
I'm at Rolling Hills.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Cool. We had a Triangle Speakers panel come in not too long ago, and it was really successful. It was really well received. So, yeah, the work is coming through.
The work is, and it's always continuing, you know.
Yeah.
We have a lot more work to do, but we're really glad to see that it's going out throughout the whole county.
Yeah.
Well, we're really glad to have you on the air and to have the two recipients as well. For folks that want to come to the event and support and get their tickets and come out, how do they get more information about that?
So the event, again, is this Saturday, May 16th, and it's going to be at Scotts Valley High School, which is 555 Glenwood Drive in Scotts Valley. For more information, you can visit our website, which for the Queer Youth Leadership Awards, which is www.qyla.org. You can also give us a call at 831-427-4004. And tickets are available at a few locations throughout the county. You can be found out on our website. And you can also purchase tickets at the door. And no one's turned away for lack of funds. We are trying to make sure that everybody and anybody can make this event. So really looking forward to it. And again, dinner starts at 5:30, and the show begins at 7.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming on, and thanks for having a couple of the local kids on the radio as well. We appreciate it.
Of course.
For the
yeah,
three of you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Okay, great.
And say hi to Savannah for me.
I will.
All right. Take care.
Mm-hmm.
So you're listening to Teachers for Class War on Free Radio Santa Cruz. This is 101.1 FM.
To make a call, press 1.
And we're going to be listening to our telephone operator as well as some MC Solar.
Je sais pas si tu connais le kwasa, zaiko langa langa, la rumba. Le Makosa, le Mbala, la Kora, le son du balafon qui fait bouger Bamako, Djamena ou le Gabon, terre d'Afrique, Djoula, Peul, Mandingue, Maasai, terre aussi des frappes à dingue, le Sai Sai, Tassai, et je croque, bâton.